Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Let's go. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show.
I'm Robert. I'm 36. I've got a sleeve, C-ring, a couple vibes. Been married 8 years.
Ah, so you got married at 28. You got kids?
Yeah. I've got a 16 to 17-year-old.
Yeah, so you started out pretty early, man. So you are these kids with your wife or...
No, I got her spayed when I got her. She's a rescue.
I got her spayed when I got her.
She's a rescue.
Wow.
No, yeah, we both had kids as teens, and we raised them together.
Very good.
Yeah.
So what's her reaction when you announce that she's been spayed?
Well, she's gotten used to it over the years. At first, she used to hit me about it, but violence has kind of subsided.
Have you been neutered?
I have not been neutered. You know, things go to hell in a handbasket. They're going to need skinny white guys.
All right, listen. You stay right there. Aaron, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm Aaron. I'm 30. Been married for 7 years. Wife has some toys, but I don't have any.
Why not?
I just never gotten any.
Should your wife have a problem with you having some?
No, she just normally does the job for me, so I've never ended up getting any.
This is the sweet talking man. One lady got spayed, and now she does the job for me.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I got neutered.
Yeah. Listen, you were neutered whether you knew it or not the second you said I do.
Yep, exactly.
All right, Robert, Aaron, stay there. I got to get Jacob on. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Hey.
What's your story?
I am 28. I'm single. I've got a couple sleeves, and I am living this COVID summer up, ready to mingle.
Oh, yeah. No kidding, right? You got a couple sleeves. Now, did you get these when the whole quarantine thing started, or have you this been your thing for a while?
I haven't really wanted it until the quarantine hit.
Sure.
And I got single.
Yeah. So did you break up before the quarantine or during the quarantine?
Actually, we started at the beginning of quarantine, which I don't advise.
Uh-huh.
And it never really flourished. And
oh, so you met each other at the beginning, and it just hasn't survived this, you know.
Exactly.
Love in the time of COVID.
Seeing somebody 24/7 is
Hold on. You moved her in?
No. We just had nothing else to do.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's storyline is so weird.
Sure. I mean, it's not easy. I'm like, you met her and you just moved her right in? I'd be like, Jesus Christ. So, will you share the fact that you do enjoy these with the next girl that you're with? Will you be wide open about that, or will you get rid of these?
Oh, in previous girls, I've used other toys.
Mm-hmm.
This was just something to keep me busy during quarantine after we broke up. But I'm always open to toys with the next girl.
You ever disappoint yourself when you've looked at enough Pornhub that you start to recognize videos?
I'm on page 7 too often.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Jacob, Aaron, Robert, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the gentleman, our item up for bid today, and it's a big ticket item, is the Great Prostate Vibrating Massager from Zero Tolerance. That's right, fellas. Butt stuff.
You're going to bend me over something and start to pack it in my butt.
Discover the joy of powerful prostate orgasms with this vibrating massager. Not only does it vibrate with erotic intensity, it also uses a separate flicking rolling bead motor to tap the prostate in exactly the right way.
And don't get all weird, guys. No one's gonna think you're gay.
I'm not gay no more.
I'm not gay.
And everyone's gay once in a while.
I'm not gay.
And even if you were, it would be okay, because we're all God's creatures.
Just some of you, you know, like butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
It's ergonomically designed for easy insertion.
Butt stuff.
Has 7 levels of intensity.
Butt stuff. Yeah.
And a flared base for safety.
Butt stuff. Butt stuff.
It's the Great Prostate Vibrating Stimulator from Zero Tolerance. It's very close to being a big ticket item.
Yeah, you can give yourself some butt stuff tonight. But only if the price is right.
Butt stuff. Butt stuff. It's in your butt.
So gross.
You just did. The bird is the word. Jesus Christ, man. How much stuff would your butt stuff if your butt could stuff butt? You just.
He's got a lot.
You still seeing that girl?
It's gotten weird in here, man.
I'm worried about you. All right, you stay right there. It's a big ticket item, guys. This is the high-end stuff. This is the business. Now, all three of you will act like you're not into this kind of shenanigan, but you're still going to play. So here we go. Robert, what would you pay? Let me take a good look at this. Hold on. Oh, it's a very nice. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Whenever it has a case like this.
It's a very nice case.
Yeah. Hold on
like
here.
Fine jewelry should be in that.
That's got some weight to it.
Ooh. That's something.
Would you, that's
yeah,
not,
I would.
That's, their covers isn't terrible,
yeah,
right? So
yeah, it's not to say.
I don't know.
Yeah, hold it down for 3 seconds.
What, the top one? Hold on here.
Yeah,
right.
Turn it down.
I should state,
oh, yeah.
I would use it. Mike would not use it when I say yes, I would.
Yeah, that's, I would be, and it, yeah, so that's, look at the little dude moving in there. Suppose so that's
amazing.
That's about
yeah.
the distance of
yeah.
your prostate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tiny finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
Remote for it too.
Oh boy, a good remote. Yeah, that's now. I'm going to be honest right now. That's a lot of vibration. I feel like that might cause a problem. Like you're like, if you were to like, you'd be like, oh, I can't, I couldn't help it. Like, and I don't think, and not in a
it's
good
nature.
Way. It's nature. Well, not, like, I'm afraid of like.
Yeah, I got you.
Shaking something out of the tree.
I got you.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, feel that.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Now on the flip side. A woman would use this as
yeah,
well.
Sure. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can say, yeah, it's for you, but yeah, it says on the box for me. That's actually impressive. I like its little move there.
You know what? Write that down. Christmas is around the corner.
Right.
All right. So you say girls would like this, Nick?
I think, yeah, I actually do.
Make that two. We'll see if I can get some headway with that business. All right. Robert, what would you pay for such an item?
I'll say $160.
Robert, $160. Okay, Aaron.
Let's go $130.
$130, and he's alone. Nobody will know. Jacob, what would you pay?
I'm gonna go with $100.
$120. The actual retail price is.
$99.99.
Oh, everybody went over, so it wasn't really such a big ticket item, Gregory. What do you say? What do you say?
It's yeah. It's a penny off.
Uh huh. Well, you were no. He went $120, but you still were the closest, by the way. So, Jacob, no one's around. You can explore yourself.
Hey, My bedroom door has a lock. Nobody will know.
Hey, you know, here's what you need to do. Make sure you save the box in a really safe place, right? And then when you get a new girlfriend, you just pretend you get it for her.
Okay. I like your head that.
Yeah.
It'll work.
All right. Stay right there, man. Hold on. Listen, Robert, Aaron, unfortunately, neither of you will be punishing your sphincters this weekend. All right. Sorry about that. You guys want to go to the fights?
Do you have any zip line by chance?
That's like worth $200. All you did was screw up a butt plug. What are you doing? All right. I'll give you. Who needed a zip line?
Robert.
Robert, I'll send you.
Awesome.
All right, Robert's got a pair of zip line over it. That's at zipkc.com, zipkc.com. Over there in Bonner Springs are open this weekend. What about you, Aaron?
If you got more of the zip line, I won't be able to make the fight.
I can't do one and then not do the other.
I know. See where he put you there?
See, he put me in a hard... You know what? Both of you stuck that up my ass. All right, you stay right there. You got it. Guys, I'm about to call Nuss now, but don't miss it because ZipKC is a fantastic place. Not as fantastic as Moonlight Adult Boutique, where you can get everything off 40 Highway and KC Mo, Truman Road, KCK and State Avenue, Topeka Boulevard in Topeka, Kansas. Now, let's talk to the ladies. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hello, Johnny. I am married, been married for 10 years. I have a dildo and a couple vibrators.
Mm-hmm. And how's the marriage? Is it your first marriage?
Yes.
And what do you think?
I think it's fantastic.
What's the secret to keeping it spicy?
Don't say no.
There you go. That's right. Listen, you got to have yes in your heart in this world, right?
Yes.
That's what I try. You know what? I try to be the same way. Where do you want to eat? Yes. What do you want to do? Yes. You want to do? Yes. The answer is yes. So that when I ask a question, I'd like to hear the word yes back. That's right. Yes. Well done. Bobby, welcome to the show. Bobby, how are you?
Bobby, 42. I'm in a relationship, and I have some vibrators. I have a bullet, and I have some C-rings.
Mm-hmm. And you have C-rings. They're yours? And you
no,
just
my boyfriend.
Well, no, I know that you use them on him, but do you actually own them, and you're like, put these on?
I do actually own one, yes.
Yeah. And you make that part of the... You're like, hey, get over here. I'm going to put something on you. Trust me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, what is it you like about the C-rings?
The vibration.
Oh, is that what it is? It's a vibrating one?
Yes.
See, I'd be afraid it would just make me finish quicker than I would anyway.
Right.
No, not really.
No? All right. All right, Bobby. Listen, stay right there.
She's not the first to say that.
What about other girls, Bobby?
Other girls?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
You know exactly what I mean.
No.
Liar.
No, not this relationship.
All right, listen, don't tell him about that unless you are prepared to do it again, because you cannot go, the last boyfriend and I had three ways with another chick, but you're not going to get that. Like, that's not cool at all.
Correct.
Yeah.
You can't let him know.
I had an ex-girlfriend after we broke up tell me that she finally experimented with a chick, and I was like... Damn it.
She's no dummy. She went out of her way to tell you that.
She really did.
That's a D move. Amazing, but...
No.
In the bedroom, you know, they've been with another girl.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Bobby, Amanda, stay there. I got to get Chelsea on. Chelsea, what's your story? Chelsea.
Hello?
There you are. What are you doing?
Hi. My name is Chelsea. I'm 30 years old. I am not married. I have vibrators. I have a couple dildos. I have lots of bondage gear.
Mm-hmm. So was this from a previous thing, or is this your thing?
This is my thing.
So 30 years old, not married. You're currently single. You're obviously very comfortable with yourself. And when did you discover you wanted to be... Now, do you want to tie the guy up or yourself up?
Myself.
And what's the feeling there?
Where I can't move.
That's the attraction? What's your favorite way to be tied up, I guess? Because I don't know much about this. Like, you see them, like, really trussed up. By the way, it really freaks me out. Have you ever seen where they wrap the small rope around a girl's breast?
Yeah.
Like, said squeeze it? I'm like, that looks terrible. Unless you like it,
hurt is bad.
I knew I was stepping in it on that one. Cool. And listen, if it's for you, that's great. I just... I would feel quite mean doing that.
Yeah, I don't want Mike coming at me with some speaker wire that he found.
Yeah, but you like it.
Yes.
Face up, face down, ball gag, hood, what?
I do have a ball gag, and I have a get mask.
Wow. Do you break this business out of the gate, or you wait for it? When you get with a new guy?
I have a boyfriend right now, actually, with three kids.
And did you tell him right out of the gate what you were into?
No, not at first. He got a little scared, but he's fine with it now.
I got you, man. Listen, I'd be much cooler tying her up than getting tied up. I feel like all women have a sort of resentment in my...
If I'm you, I would never let anyone tie me up.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you as your friend.
As someone who, if you were tied up and I walked along, I'd kick a rock in your ass.
No, I'm just saying, if I felt that like you had to call me on your phone using your nose because your hands were still tied.
Right.
You're calling for help. I would have said, remember that time I told you not to let anybody tie you up.
I know. I got you. All right, Chelsea, Amanda, Bobby, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Lip Teeny Weeny Wand from Naughty Bits.
It is an itsy bitsy teeny weeny vibrator for your vagini. It may be small, but it'll make you see God.
I'm covered in Jesus' blood. I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
If you're covered in blood, you may be doing it wrong. The Lick Teeny Weeny Wand is a small but intense vibrator. Featuring 10 powerful functions of vibration, pulsation, and escalation.
Are you busy with something?
Yeah. I was masturbating.
Hands on my pants, I've licked the beam. My boo goes, but I don't need him.
It has a state-of-the-art memory chip that resumes at the last function used. And its flexible neck provides intense pinpoint stimulation.
What's that buzzing sound?
I just need a minute.
Maybe they're still doing that construction next door.
And it's 100% waterproof.
Why are your legs up in the air like that? Why were you holding the shower head down right?
Place your bid. It's the Lint Teeny Weeny Vibrator from Naughty Bits. And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Yeah. Because he couldn't say the real name on the box, which rhymes with lit. So this is not so much a this is an external use, I believe. Mm-hmm. Why is it every time I got to figure out how to turn the goddamn thing on? Nobody has a regular on here. There's no more on.
I know. I got one the other day that I'm like.
Look, even he doesn't. He can't find it.
I had to press two things at the same time.
So that's all the stuff it does?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a speed on it?
It's really tiny. Pull me your
hand. There you go. There you go. That's it. What? That one's just called the gendarme.
I was like,
sounds like you're being chased by a French policeman. Or a bad Todd Rundgren song.
Oh, God, it does remind me of a concert. It's EDM in my pants.
Yes.
It's got some oomph for a tiny little thing.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know it'll get you through a day at your job.
Yep.
That.
Yeah, no, that's a for real one.
Yeah, for being like it fits in the palm of my little dwarf hand.
Yeah.
Naughty Bits.
You know what? Nice. That thing, if you were careful with it, you could probably take that to a really boring meeting or a concert somewhere.
Oh, some I can think of nine
maybe
things.
Not a meeting where it's quiet, got a little volume on it, but you know
can
what
you
I mean?
Imagine? Like, I just sitting there going,
he's like, what's wrong with your eyes? Like, one eye's open, one eye's closed, just starting, are you stroking out? Kind of. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that thing is strong. All right. Listen, Bobby, what would you pay for such an item?
$59.99.
Are you an external or internal kind of girl when it comes to toys?
I like both.
All right. What about you, Amanda?
Man, I'm gonna go with $22.99.
All right, Chelsea.
$75.95.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price
$56.99.
Oh, it's got to go to Amanda then, doesn't it?
Woo.
Yeah, close to that going. Amanda.
Woo!
I thought thought you blew it. I thought you were going to ruin it. Yeah. It is all yours. This thing is super powerful.
Congrats.
You might go over the cotton before you really touch skin with this.
Or don't. She's fine.
I know. I take this back. I'm like, this ain't her first rodeo. Yep. Man, it's gotten weird in your life, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You ever have such dirty sex in the morning, it really takes a second to look at each other again?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. You stay there. All right. Listen, Chelsea, Bobby, what happened there?
I overpriced.
Yeah, I noticed. I know. All right, Chelsea, what I got? I got I'm out of the zipper right now. I got to get some more of those. You know what? I don't know if you want these or not. We just got a new box of the F Johnny Dare shirts in.
Oh, yes.
All right. I'll get you guys those, and I'll give you guys two $25 gift certificates to Grinders, which I love Grinders.
Yes, I love Grinders too.
Yeah, great place. All right, Bobby, yeah. Chelsea, you hang on. I'm going to have Jake tell you where you can pick that stuff up. Yeah, I got to thank our guys at Budweiser for printing up those F Giant Air shirts.
Thank you.
And only they say the entire word, but where there is the U, there's a heart. So, yeah, it should be
that's kid friendly.
Getting some kids in trouble at school pretty quick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.